Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. A beautiful Monday afternoon. Thanks for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Looking at the top three trending stories before we head into the Florida headlines here, if you don't mind. Tonight, SpaceX scheduled for liftoff from the Kennedy Space Center. The launch of the FRAM-2 mission now scheduled to launch at 8:46 from Launch Complex 39A at the Kennedy Space Center. It was originally planned to be launched at 10:20. They moved up that for the latest launch info. Just keep an eye on SpaceX's social media feeds. It's real good stuff there. Social Security Administration has begun withholding 100% of benefits from people who were overpaid. Last week, the agency mailed notices about the new withholding rate. The rate for current beneficiaries with an overpayment before March 27th will not change and no action will be required. And Gen Xers continue to get closer to retirement. Some have less than a positive view about their retirement prospects. 45% of those between 44 and 59 report feeling not so confident in their ability to retire. The study found Gen Z and millennials felt the most confident about retiring on their own terms. 68% of baby boomers report they were extremely confident.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Florida legislators tackling the issue of public access to beaches. A bill that's advancing through the state Senate would bring back customary use to Florida beaches. That allows residents to walk along the beach even if it is private property. The bill would repeal a 2018 law which allowed beaches to become private, and it's supported by dozens of residents who are fighting to gain access. But beach access has been controversial on Perdido Key, where many beachside condo owners have fought against the move.
Okay, after years of offering incentives and salary hikes to new teachers, a House budget proposal prioritizes pay for experienced educators. The proposed House budget called for $100 million to support a pay increase for veteran teachers. The funding will boost pay for any Florida teacher with at least 2 years of full-time teaching experience in a Florida public school.
And Governor Ron DeSantis proposed immediate property tax relief for Florida homeowners, offering an average of $1,000 rebate for each homesteaded property to be issued in December 2025. This rebate will cover state-mandated school property taxes while maintaining full school district funding. The initiative aims to benefit over 5.1 million properties and is part of the governor's long-term goal to eliminate property taxes through a constitutional amendment.
Polls open tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Florida voters will decide who fills two vacant congressional seats in what are expected to be tight races. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Tomorrow is election day for two U.S. House seats left vacant by Republicans Michael Waltz, who joined the new Trump administration as National Security Advisor, and Matt Gaetz, President Trump's first choice to be Attorney General, who withdrew in the midst of an ethics investigation. Democrats are hopeful they can flip the seats. Randy Fine is the Republican running in Waltz's old district.
It's the crux of our campaign, to make people understand that the Trump agenda is on the line.
Speaking on Fox and Friends, the Republican majority in the House would be thinner if they were to lose either or both seats. Two other seats left vacant by Democrats who died this month will be filled later this year. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And you know, I was just talking about the whole DeSantis with Florida taxes and everything. Well, Florida Senate President Ben Albritton opened to tax cut proposals from DeSantis and House Speaker Daniel Perez, but he urged his caution against permanent cuts to avoid budget shortfalls. He believes any final tax package should primarily be non-recurring and that permanent cuts should be considered later. This memo reflects ongoing divisions among Republican leaders mid-session.
And as we talk about the Falcon 9 resilience liftoff tonight, a faculty member at the University of Central Florida has been nominated to lead NASA as the new chief financial officer. Greg Autry has been nationally recognized for his work in space research. He would be responsible for ensuring financial efficiency and allocating funding relating to NASA's programs and NASA's operations.
Traffic and weather together on the 5s.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Unbound.org. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor, and an elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. That is Unbound.org. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Please continue to do so. As for the weather, sitting at around 78 degrees, going to be a low of 63 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a cloudy day, and very similar to today's temperature-wise, high of 76 and a low of 68.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Well, stocks ending mixed today as investors brace themselves for President Trump's reciprocal tariffs to take effect. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages clawing back from earlier steeper losses on this last trading day of the month and first quarter, with stocks ending mixed as investors look ahead to President Trump's tariff plans. Gold topped $3,100 for the first time as investors seek safe havens. And mortgage company Rocket has agreed to buy rival Mr. Cooper for almost $9.5 billion. Rocket shares dropped 7% on the news, while Mr. Cooper shares jumped 16%. The Dow winners, Home Depot, United Health Group and Sherwin-Williams, the Dow decliners, Amazon, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow up 418 points, the Nasdaq lower by 24, S&P 500 up 31. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Senator Rick Scott introduced the United States Citrus Protection Act, banning fresh citrus imports from communist China to protect American jobs in agriculture. Congressman Greg Stube leads the House version. This follows Scott's letter to Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, supporting efforts to defend American farmers from foreign exploitation.
Okay, fears of the U.S. entering stagflation are growing as warning signs emerge. Fox Business's Lauren Simonetti in New York with more.
The Fed's preferred measure of inflation jumped 2.8% last month, and there are concerns tariffs announced on Wednesday will add to already rising prices. That was filtered into the University of Michigan reading on consumer sentiment. It cratered in March. Now Goldman Sachs is raising its probability for an economic recession in the next year to 35%, as it sees reciprocal tariffs averaging 15%. Some Federal Reserve officials are concerned. San Francisco's Mary Daly says companies will adjust to the tariffs, but thinks stagflation is an unlikely risk. Chairman Jay Powell will try to sort it all out on Friday. He speaks on the economy just 3 hours after the Labor Department releases the March jobs report. In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a bit of a deeper dive into some national headlines for you and also some business notes if we got time for it before the Fox News break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Bands on the Beach is back. Grab a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music each and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, it's Pensacola Beach favorite Christy D and Bad Juju. So grab a blanket or a lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at GulfCoastAirCare.com or call 934-2768.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions tomorrow at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
.623, News Radio 92.3, an old slow hand, Eric Clapton, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Monday afternoon, and it's a beauty. Go ahead, get out there. Don't sit in the house. Go out there and enjoy the sunlight.
Yeah.
Take the dog for a walk. And I say that with a little bit of jest, but, you know, the asphalt is not that hot as it will be in midsummer.
So
I say that because their little paws, their little pads on their paws get burned.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and walk the dog this afternoon. Take care of Fido. He will or she will thank you for that. Two elections tomorrow will serve as an early referendum on President Trump's second term. Brooke Singman has the details on this trending story.
Wisconsinites will vote tomorrow to decide control of the state's highest court. So the high-stakes Supreme Court race is smashing spending records with more than $80 million spent so far and mega donors supporting both candidates. Elon Musk and his America PAC have spent more than $12 million in Wisconsin for the vacated seventh seat. Meanwhile, Florida also has two major races tomorrow. That's one to fill Matt Gaetz's vacated House seat and another to replace White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz.
And six people are dead, thousands without power after severe weather across the country on Sunday. A truck driver was killed in Indiana when intense winds blew his semi over, and a tree fell onto a trailer in Oklahoma, killing another person. In Michigan, three people from the same family were killed when a tree hit their car, and another one died in Indiana when an Amish buggy was flipped over due to heavy winds. And the storms have been impacting travel from New Orleans up to New York City, with the East Coast getting some licks today.
625, News Radio 92.3, Journey Purifoy. Was arrested in connection with a dogfight operation and charged with animal fighting and animal cruelty. This is terrible. This is absolutely terrible. He was released from the Escambia County Jail Friday on a $15,000 bond. Escambia deputies served a search warrant and located evidence of dogfighting. An active investigation is ongoing.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, not too much going on here from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there on the roads this evening. As for the weather, about 78 degrees, low of 63 tonight. Tomorrow going to be similar. There's going to be some clouds in the sky, but luckily no rainfall. High of 76, low of 68.
The bodies of three U.S. soldiers have been found in Lithuania, but a fourth still missing. Jonathan Savage has reports.
Hundreds of service members from the United States, Lithuania, and Poland have been involved in the attempt to locate the missing soldiers. They disappeared early last Tuesday at a military training ground near Lithuania's border with Belarus. Their vehicle was located in a peat bog late last week and finally pulled out this morning. Efforts to locate the fourth member of the crew are still going on. Major General Christopher Norrie says the Marine Division's hearts are full of sorrow. They were not just soldiers, he adds. They were part of our family. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
All righty. And President Trump appears to be serious about serving for a potential third term. During a phone call with NBC News, Trump was asked about joking multiple times about serving three times, to which he replied that it wasn't a joke, while also claiming that he has the, quote, highest poll numbers of any Republican for the last 100 years, unquote. He went on to add that there were methods for making it happen and said a lot of his allies want him to, but he tells them there is a long way to go as it is very early in his administration.
And Ryan Schmelz is going to kind of tag on to this story for you this afternoon. As Fox News reports.
And Trump says he wasn't joking about the idea of a third term. But when pressed by reporters during a gaggle by Air Force One.
I'm not looking at that, but I'll tell you, I have had more people ask me to have a third term.
In a phone interview with NBC News, President Trump says there are methods which you could do it. When asked by reporter Kristen Welker about the possibility, the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution says, quote, no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice, though some Republicans have proposed changing the Constitution to allow for a third term. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Karen Reed's second murder trial begins in Massachusetts tomorrow with what is expected to be the long process of jury selection. She's accused of killing her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, back in January of 2022. The 45-year-old woman has pleaded not guilty and claims other people are trying to frame her. Her first trial last year ended in a mistrial due to a hung jury.
627 News Radio 92.3, another hazard to aviation. Oh, this is incredible. In the same area as the deadly mid-air collision in January, now we're having a situation with kites flying too close to the aircraft landing at Reagan International. Here's Fox's Teresa Crowley.
United Airlines confirms to Fox Digital we're aware of reports that a kite struck UA Flight 654 from Houston to Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C., but confirms the aircraft landed safely with no damage Saturday afternoon. The Metro Washington Airport Authority confirms police responded to reports of kite flying at Gravelly Point, which is not allowed in that area due to the danger to low-flying aircraft. The Arlington, Virginia Park is known for recreational plane spotting along the Potomac, only a few hundred feet away from the runway at DCA. Control Tower chatter over liveatc.net has the pilot telling the tower it was about 100 feet over the ground. It looked like it was right on the flight deck. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And a lawyer for NYC Mayor Eric Adams trying to get a judge to take action now on a decision to drop bribery charges against the mayor. Earlier today, Adams' lawyer wrote a letter to the judge asking the charges to be dropped with a Thursday deadline approaching to get petitions on the June primary ballot. An independent lawyer appointed by the judge recommended charges be dropped weeks ago, but the judge has yet to make a decision on the case.
News Radio 92.3, a new survey says nearly half of Gen X is not confident about retirement. Tanya J. Powers has the details.
When it comes to retirement, 45% of Gen Xers, those between 44 and 59 years old, say they are not confident in their ability to retire, quote, when and how they want, while 53% said they did feel confident they could do so. The numbers come from Fidelity Investments' annual State of Retirement Planning study, based on a survey that involved more than 2,000 adult financial decision makers with a minimum of one investment account. Compared to last year's study, Gen X confidence in retiring when and how they want dropped by 16%. Gen X also holds the most negative retirement outlook among the four generations included in the study. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
You can weigh in on plans to rehabilitate the Sykes Fishing Pier. Escambia County hosting a public meeting. It's going to happen 4 o'clock on Thursday in the SRIA building there on the island. Staff will conduct an updated presentation on where that project is right now and a proposed timeline where it's going. There will also be a Q&A session. again coming up 4 o'clock Thursday in the SRIA building. This is News Radio 92.3. Sports coming up in 7 minutes.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump has been talking about running for a third term, even though the Constitution prohibits it. The president was asked about it in the Oval Office today.
People are asking me to run, and there's a whole story about running for a third term. I don't know. I never looked into it. They do say there's a way you can do it, but I don't know about that.
The 22nd Amendment to the Constitution only allows a president to serve two terms. Republicans are pushing a bill that would limit federal judges' injunctions against the Trump administration.
Republicans are focused on Judge James Boasberg. He ruled against the administration on deporting members of a Venezuelan gang. The GOP says that's wrong. Democrats are vocal about Republicans trying to curb the power of judges. They say congressional interference will cause a chilling effect in the courts.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says that his involvement in the Trump administration could in fact be hurting the electric vehicle maker's share price currently. At an event in Wisconsin Sunday, the CEO said protesters are attempting to pressure him because of his role with Doge, which is pushing for widespread government job cuts. So far this year, Tesla shares are down 34%. President Trump says a deal with TikTok's Chinese parent ByteDance to sell the app will be made before a Saturday deadline. Trump is demanding the sale on national security grounds. Shares of CoreWeave dropped nearly 10%, falling well below its IPO price. Shares closed flat Friday after selling shares at $40 and opening at $39. U.S. crude oil futures for May delivery are currently off slightly, sitting above $71 a barrel at $71.34. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman and sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Final Four is set, and for the first time since 2008, all four number one seeds have made it. Auburn is coached by Bruce Pearl, and his Tigers will be taking on arguably the most exciting player in the NCAA tournament in Walter Clayton Jr. of Florida. And then the best player in college basketball, Cooper Flagg of Duke, will be leading his squad up against Kelvin Sampson's Houston Cougars. And it should make for an epic weekend of college hoops. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's March matchups at BetMGM. Lock in your picks for this year's tournament with the Sportsbook Board in Vegas. Get into the game with exciting state-of-the-art live tracking technology, exclusive sportsbook selections, and so much more. Check out BetMGM Originals for dozens of markets you won't find anywhere else. Take a shot at our exciting free-to-play games for your chance at scoring odds boost tokens, bonus bets, and many other prizes. Experience college hoops like never before with BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Some U.S. promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offer for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements and rewards may vary. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flags Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the Board of Trustees appointments for UWF because last week the Senate panel heard their testimony and voted not to recommend Adam Kissel, did vote to recommend the three Board of Governors appointees. Even Judy Bentz, former president of the university, traveled to Tallahassee to give her testimony. We shared all that with you. The Final Four is set with both Auburn and Florida in the mix, all number one seeds, and Andrew McKay's adventures in softball. You can check all the podcasts out at newsradio923.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Hall's Hardware in Milton on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
6:37, News Radio 92.3. That's the music. That's the kind of music that those seniors are going for when they are shooting those fireballs.
Yeah. And if you're just joining us, you don't know what the heck we're talking about.
the fireball company is doing a promotion based around seniors.
Right.
And they want a senior to be their top spokesman. But the person that is running, or the candidates, well, they got to show them that they can do a little partying.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and do the top three trending stories this hour. A recent countywide flooding vulnerability assessment reports 85% of Escambia County is not at risk for flooding. I'm going to repeat that line. Escambia County is not risk at flooding. 85%. There are other areas at some risk of flooding ranging from low to high. Study found the most vulnerable assets are in the south end of Escambia County. Well, the Pensacola Interstate Fair accepting applications for the John E. Frankel Senior Educational Grant. Deadline next week, April 11th. The Fair Selection Committee allocated $30,000 in scholarship funds to assist 25 students from Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And this is the funny story Austin and I got a big chuckle out of. Alvin's Island, coming to Navarre Beach, 8535 Gulf Boulevard. Not everybody's happy about the idea of that store. District 4 Commissioner Ray Eddington says he doesn't approve of the building's colors, as it will bring a lot of undesirable people to the island and bring more traffic to the island. Two issues here.
Yeah.
The colors are to attract people. The second thing about building traffic, it creates tax dollars and things like that to support these county projects. What is wrong here? Eddington thinks another steakhouse would be better fit for the area.
You know, when it comes to the whole not liking the vibrant colors and attracting people thing, there's glass half full, there's glass half empty. That dude just broke the damn glass.
I could not. I just don't understand. It's all about like that Caribbean motif, beach motif.
Right.
Fun stuff here. And as you said, what does he want? A black and gray building?
Yeah, come on. Get real, people.
No sad.
Yes, absolutely.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
All right, a top pass catcher in San Francisco going nowhere. That's according to ESPN, which reported on Sunday that the 49ers aren't expected to trade Brandon Ayuk, barring a late deal materializing. The receiver coming off major knee surgery and is due a nearly $23 million roster bonus on Tuesday after signing a big extension last offseason.
All right, sit down, take your time. It is now time for a Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
It's deja vu in San Antonio. The last time the men's Final Four was held at the Alamo Dome was back in 2008 and featured all four of the number one seeds in the tournament. And now in 2025, it's happened yet again. On Sunday, number one Houston defeated number two Tennessee 69-50 to clinch their seventh Final Four appearance. And number one Auburn took down number two Michigan State 70-64 as the Tigers reached the Final Four for only the second time in school history. Those two squads will now join number one Florida and number one Duke for a chance at a national championship. Those games will get underway on Saturday. The same could happen on the women's side. On Sunday, number one South Carolina beat number two Duke 54-50, and number one UCLA defeated number three LSU 72-65. Two more games taking place tonight. At 7 o'clock Eastern, number one Texas faces number two TCU, and at 9 o'clock Eastern, number one USC takes on number two UConn. In the NHL, the Great Eight taking another step towards history.
Van Riemsdyk to the front looking for an Ovechkin deflection that went high. Alex is still there. Score! He can see the mountaintop from here. We're at DEFCON 5.
It's courtesy of Monumental Sports Network. Alex Ovechkin with career goal number 890. He's now only 5 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. But the Washington Capitals cannot hang on to beat the Buffalo Sabres. Buffalo wins it 8-5. Elsewhere, the Montreal Canadiens defeating the Florida Panthers 4-2. Montreal now entering the playoff picture as they hold possession of the final wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. At the NASCAR Cup Series at Martinsville on Sunday for the Cookout 400, and it was a decade in the making for the driver who came out on top.
Denny Hamlin delivers. He comes off turn four and wins the Cookout 400 for his 55th career victory.
Mike Joy with the call on FS1. It's Denny Hamlin's 6th career victory at Martinsville, but his first at the short track in 10 years. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Tony Genualdo.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the last two tickets to the NCAA Women's Basketball Final Four will be punched tonight. First, number one seed Texas taking on two seed TCU. That game got underway at the top of this hour. TCU trailing the Longhorns 17-12 with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. The winner moving on to face the defending national champ South Carolina. In tonight's second game, one seed Southern California will play two seed UConn. That will be at 8 p.m. One seed UCLA awaits the winner of that game.
Okay, this is getting a lot of attention this afternoon. A new type of bat has become the talk of the 2025 Major League Baseball season. Fox has all over this one. Here's the latest report.
The New York Yankees made history on their opening weekend, tying a Major League record with 15 home runs in their first 3 games of the season. But it was the bats that some of them used that have sparked attention and some controversy across the league. The new so-called torpedo bats feature a significant change from a traditional bat. The barrel rests closer to the hitter's hands, so they make contact with the sweet spot. MLB has confirmed that the bats are legal, and the Yankees aren't the only ones using it. Several players from other teams say they have also given the torpedo bats a try, with some for it and others against it. But the Yankees are seemingly the only ones so far to take the new bat and knock it out of the park. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Yeah, so clever there. But
Tony, you silver tongue devil, you.
Yeah, circling back to the NFL here, the Ravens letting the league take care of business before addressing one of their stars. President Sashi Brown said Sunday that the team will not make any determination on kicker Justin Tucker's future until the NFL has finished its investigation. Tucker's been accused of inappropriate behavior by 16 massage therapists from 8 Baltimore spas and wellness centers.
I think this business story is kind of unique. Subway has been cut out of the NFL deal it previously held, as New Jersey Mike's secures a deal to become the new sandwich sponsor of the National Football League.
We started with college basketball, then the CBS game of the week, college football, pro baseball, the NHL hockey.
Well, dang, with a rap sheet like that, you'd think he'd sound a bit more enthusiastic.
All right, that's Jersey Mike's CEO, Peter Cancro, on Fox Business.
All right, and Shohei Ohtani's jersey, still the most popular in Major League Baseball. The reigning National League MVP's jersey sits atop the rankings for the best-selling jerseys since the end of the World Series in October. Ohtani joined by 3 other Dodgers in the top 10, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, and Yoshinobu Yamamoto. New York Mets star Juan Soto ranked 3rd, while New York Yankee star Aaron Judge took the 5th spot. And the rest of the top 10 has Francisco Lindor, Bryce Harper, Jose Altuve, and Ronald Acuna Jr.
644, News Radio 92.3. Okay, days just kind of creeping along here. Tax season is coming to an end. Santa Rosa County Library is assisting residents with free 2024 tax preps at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre Libraries. The AARP Tax Aid Program provides assistance to low and middle income taxpayers with special attention to those 60 years of age or older.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, still not too much going on the roads here. It's been a relatively smooth sailing evening. Thank you for staying safe out there tonight. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 63 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a cloudy day, high of 76, low of 58.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
68, excuse me.
That's close enough.
Yeah, I got half the numbers right. Come on.
Okay, as one severe storm system departs the U.S., another one is beginning to come together. Here's Janice Dean. Of course, she's Fox's senior meteorologist with more in Fox Weather.
Strong to severe thunderstorms could bring major weather hazards along the East Coast today with large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain with the risk of flooding, and a few tornadoes. Meanwhile, the next cross-country storm system will move into the West Coast with rain and mountain snow. This energy will then move into the Plain States and bring our next round of severe weather midweek with not only storms, but snow and wind for the northern tier of the country. Stay up to date with all of the latest weather info with Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And the White House Correspondents Association canceling comedian Amber Ruffin's scheduled performance at this year's gala. Ruffin set to headline the White House Correspondents' Dinner on April 26th, and citing the need to avoid the politics of division, Association President Eugene Daniels said the dinner will focus entirely on awarding journalists for their work in providing scholarships.
Exciting activities coming up on Wednesday. And what I'm getting at here, the National Navy Aviation Museum offering a new option for viewing Blue Angels practices. Admiral's Club seating, priced at $10, includes premium seats, water, earplugs. The air show practice sessions do begin on Wednesday from the flight line aboard NAS Pensacola. A reminder for you, there is a little change in what you can bring with you. Only clear tote bags will be allowed. Diaper bags will have to be inspected.
All righty, and Iowa public schools could soon be able to hire chaplains to support students, a proposal still alive in the Iowa legislature. The bill passed the Iowa House last week and now heads to the state Senate. Republican backers of the measure say schools cannot require or coerce a student to utilize chaplain services.
FWC conducting three virtual meetings this week for public feedback on a possible black bear hunt in Florida. The Zoom meeting scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. We'll discuss proposals for a highly regulated black bear hunt. The findings will be presented to FWC commissioners. That will happen sometime in May.
And you know, we cover some national stuff, worldwide stuff, Florida stuff. Well, this is where they all kind of intertwine here. The Tampa Bay area getting ready to welcome a Fortune 500 company. Foot Locker has signed a lease to relocate its worldwide headquarters to St. Petersburg. It's thanks to a nearly $500,000 incentive package to lure the company from New York City. The move expected to create 150 jobs.
FDOT's reporting key resurfacing projects begin. Actually, they started today, weather permitting. And I guess now they maybe didn't start today because of the weather. But they will pick it up tomorrow. Look for construction activity on Brent Lane, Bayou Boulevard from Davis Highway to Baysden Road, and on Beulah Road from Mobile Highway to Isaac's Lane. By the way, those lane closures will be limited to nighttime hours between 8 and 6, which means they might be working tonight since the weather's cleared up.
Yeah,
tonight.
It's cleared
looking
up.
Nice.
All right. And you know what else must be nice? Living in Tampa. I just told him about
just told you about
Foot Locker heading over there. Well, one of the world's largest dome planetariums will open this week in Tampa. The Museum of Science and Industry debuting its new digital dome theater tomorrow. It will allow visitors to experience images inside an 8-story tall dome with a 360-degree view. The planetarium dome replaces the old theater that had closed in 2017.
Not big enough to handle a new baseball park, huh?
Yeah, they're getting everything but a home for the Rays.
I tell you. The Blue Wahoos, speaking of baseball here, the Blue Wahoos are preparing new and exciting concession items for the 2025 season, plus a new grab-and-go automated storefront that's located on the main concourse. Award-winning executive chef Travis Wilson, this is a talented guy, will be offering an extensive variety of food this season at the stadium. The Wahoos begin the season Friday as they host the Biloxi Shuckers.
All right. And if you plan on going to D.C. anytime soon, locals and tourists alike are soaking in the sight of Washington, D.C.'s iconic cherry blossoms in peak bloom. The official word came from the National Park Service on Friday that more than 70% of the blooms had opened right in line with the preseason prediction. This is the latest arrival for the blossom's final blooming stage since 2021. Last year, peak bloom came 11 days earlier, and the cherry trees generally remain in bloom for about 10 days, so you might want to hoof it if you want to see that.
Why not? News Radio 92.3, about 10 minutes away from 7, 6:50. Here's something, you know, you've heard me talk about this for a while, but I just want to remind you, because this is a really good thing to have on your phone. If you're heading to the beach, you can get updated alerts on surf and beach conditions to sign up for the Pensacola Beach Surf Warning Flag Alert. just text PB Flags to 888-777 this morning. I guess it was just a little bit after 8 o'clock I got my first warning about the red flags.
Really?
And as you know, we spoke to Don Shepherd from the National Weather Service last hour, and that was one of our main focus on our conversation was the rip currents that will continue throughout the week. He made note, and it's true, a lot of spring breakers in town, maybe not familiar with how to deal with the rip currents. So be extra careful. Only swim in protected areas. But please get that that alert system on your phone. PB Flags, 888-777.
All righty. 6:50 here. We will take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some business notes for you and maybe some more frivolous pop culture stuff if there's time for it. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, celebrating Easter at Great Southern, Fish House, Beer Fest tickets, and Jackson's Spring Menu Rollout, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Fort Cancer event benefiting the American Cancer Society at Saposi Event Center is Friday evening. Enjoy the food, cocktails, live entertainment, and exciting auctions. See ForkCancerPensacola.org for event details. The 15th annual Navy Federal 5K is Saturday, benefiting the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation in downtown Pensacola. Please see visitpensacola.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. The fire brigade comes in a couple of days. Until
then, we got nothing to say and nothing to know but something to drink. Here's today's business news.
All righty, getting us started here. We got United Airlines soon beginning to offer Starlink internet service on its regional jets. The airline said today it has FAA approval and the first commercial flight of Starlink-equipped aircraft planned for May. The approval comes as Doge is auditing the FAA for cuts, and the head of Doge, billionaire Elon Musk, also owns Starlink. United expects to equip more than 300 planes with the technology by the end of the year.
Okay, a working man dethrones Snow White at the weekend box office. Deborah Valentine has more Fox on Film.
Fireball says those who were born in or before 1935 are eligible to win some cold hard cash to put towards a slew of its signature cinnamon whiskey. Folks have until the end of day to apply at lifetimesupplyoffireball.com, sharing a photo of themselves enjoying Fireball and detailing how they keep the mischief alive at 90 plus. Loved ones who are 21 or older can also nominate a senior with their consent. The brand says the promotion celebrates those who have been breaking barriers since the end of Prohibition. Its global brand director saying in a statement, when you've been partying for 90 plus years, you don't slow down. 15 winners will be awarded the grand prize of $2,400. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know that seniors, you have a chance to win whiskey for life. It's a deal. but you'll have to prove you're a life of the party. So there is a catch to this one. That was Christian Goodwin reporting from New York on that one.
All righty. And Italian fire officials investigating a fire at a Tesla dealership this morning. The blaze happened at a dealership outside of Rome and destroyed at least 17 vehicles. Officials have not ruled out arson. And in a reply to a post about the fire on X, Tesla owner Elon Musk called the fire terrorism.
Speaking of Elon Musk, he is selling his online platform X to his own company, XAI. Madison Allworth has the story.
Musk announced the sale on Friday, and it combines two of his companies into one. Before the sale, the two companies already shared some investors and engineers. Now, X is financially stronger, and XAI gets better development and integration. On X, Musk wrote, quote, XAI and X's futures are intertwined. Today, we officially take the step to combine the data, models, compute, distribution, and talent. This combination will unlock immense potential by blending XAI's advanced AI capability and expertise with X's massive reach.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, we'll get a couple more business headlines for you in just a moment. But right now, I'm looking at the roads here. Not too much going on from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather right now and into this evening, 78 degrees, low of 63 tonight. As for tomorrow, going to be some cloudiness in the skies, but no rainfall, luckily. High of 76, low of 68.
Okay, mortgage company Rocket continues to expand its portfolio. Laura Kantner has the details from New York City.
The mortgage giant has reached a deal to buy Mr. Cooper Group in a $9.4 billion all-stock deal. The Detroit-based Rocket said acquiring its Texas-based competitor will add nearly 7 million additional clients to its roster, and that one in every six mortgages in the U.S. will now be represented by Rocket, which has been on a buying spree of late. 2 weeks ago, it purchased the real estate listing company Redfin in another all-stock deal. This one worth $1.75 billion. Redfin is a popular tool for potential home buyers, with over 1 million for sale and rental listings on its online platform. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, a working man dethroned Snow White at the weekend box office. Here's Deborah Ballantyne.
Fox on film.
I'm Deborah Valentine. The Jason Statham thriller A Working Man takes number one at the box office, beating expectations with a $15.2 million debut.
Where's the girl?
You a cop?
You wish I was a cop.
So these guys are next level.
Look at those Brits. You ain't a cop. You're a working man.
That's right. Let's play.
Snow White falls to second place in its second week, pulling in $14.2 million.
The Queen stole everything from all of us. We're gonna need your help. It's time to restore our kingdom.
A trio of newcomers rounding out the top five. The Chosen, The Last Supper, debuts in third place with $11.5 million. The Woman in the Yard comes out in fourth place with $9.5 million. And Death of a Unicorn finishes in fifth place with $5.8 million. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And it turns out that's not all, folks, for one Looney Tunes film. Ketchup Entertainment has reached a deal with Warner Brothers Pictures to acquire Coyote vs. Acme. The live-action animated hybrid movie starring John Cena had been shelved by Warner Brothers for a tax write-off. Ketchup Entertainment said that it's thrilled to have made a deal with Warner Brothers Pictures to bring this film to audiences worldwide. Earlier this month, it distributed The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie, to theaters after Warner Bros. Decided not to release the film itself.
One of the biggest names in country music stirring up speculation following an appearance on Saturday Night Live. Here's Lillian Wu.
Morgan Wallen sparking controversy over a seemingly abrupt SNL exit. The country music star, the weekend's musical guest on the episode hosted by Anora star Mikey Madison, breaking with tradition by walking off stage as credits were still rolling at the end of the show, during which he played two tracks from his upcoming album, I'm the Problem. His camp, though, insisting there is no problem, telling several media outlets he enjoyed himself, that there was no ill intent behind his immediate departure or subsequent social media posts, apparently taken from the window of a plane on a tarmac with the caption, Get me to God's country. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay, tonight, SpaceX launching the Fram 2 mission from the Kennedy Space Center. New launch time was originally set for 10:20. It has been moved to 8:46 Pensacola time. It's going to be live streamed on the SpaceX account. And for the latest launch info, just keep an eye on SpaceX's social media feeds. See you tomorrow at 4, News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.